This newsletter contains 8 pages, approximate reading time 13 minutes. The Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission, Talking Book Services, Summer 2016. Read by Michael J. Gandy. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Postal Carrier of the Year. Brandon Postal Carrier Marcy Shanks was honored as the 2016 Postal Carrier of the Year. Each year, the Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission ask their patrons to nominate their postal carrier if they feel they have gone above and beyond the duties of their job. We celebrated Marcy Shanks and the patron that nominated her, Brandon resident and patron Ralph Smitherman, on June 7, 2016, at the Brandon Post Office. Marcy has been a mail carrier for 16 years. She says she loves the dogs the most. She keeps doggy treats in her mail truck to give to them. The dogs get excited when they see her coming. Thank you so much for your excellent service and dedication, Marcy. Large Print Children's Book Collection. We have a small collection of older large print children's books. It includes both fiction and nonfiction. We haven't been circulating much from this collection, but we would like to know if you would like to see more items in it so we can use our resources on what will be used. You can call or email us with your opinions, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us or 1-800-647-7542. Radio Reading Service of Mississippi. The Radio Reading Service of Mississippi, RRSM, features on-the-air readings of newspapers, books, and magazines for persons who are unable to read the printed word, either because of visual impairments or because of other physical impairments such as the inability to turn pages. Listeners must have a special closed-circuit radio receiver or access to the Internet via a computer or smartphone in order to hear the RRSM broadcast. The receiver is a small radio that is permanently tuned to the RRSM channel. It is made available free of charge to any resident of Mississippi who qualifies to use this service due to the presence of a visual or physical impairment as described above. Access to the Internet audio stream is also only available to those individuals who qualify to use the service. A person must have access to the Internet and to a computer or other device that will play a live Internet audio stream and must also complete the application form for Radio Reading Service of Mississippi. The application form is available from the RRSM office. RRSM is run by a full-time manager, an assistant, and a contingent of enthusiastic volunteers. Each day, volunteers read local newspapers, including the Clarion Ledger from Jackson, the Sun Herald from Biloxi, the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal from Tupelo, Mississippi Business Journal, and others. RRSM also provides readings from national publications, such as the New York Times, USA Today, the Wall Street Journal, and a variety of other material that would otherwise be inaccessible for people who cannot read conventional print. The service is available 24 hours a day. For additional information or to request the Radio Reading Service of Mississippi application form, please write or call Radio Reading Service of Mississippi, 3825 Ridgewood Road, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211, 601-432-6301. Radio Reading at mpbonline.org. Bookshelf feature on digital players. When a book cartridge or flash drive has several books or magazines on it, the user can jump from book to book or magazine to magazine by using the bookshelf feature. 1. To activate this feature, hold down the green play/stop button for a few seconds. The machine will announce bookshelf. 2. The rewind or fast-forward keys can then be used to move backwards and forwards from book to book and magazine to magazine. 3. When the announcement for the desired book or magazine issue is heard, press the green play/stop key to listen to that particular book or magazine. Author duel. Let's see where your loyalties are. Choose which author you prefer in each duel. We'll announce the winners in each newsletter, sort of like March Madness, only with authors. You can email or call in your vote. Let's go. Round 1, Stuart Woods versus John Lesqua. Michael Connelly versus Greg Isles. Jude Devereaux versus Amanda Quick. Jody Pickle versus Carol Shields. Again, you can email or call in your vote. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Phone 1-800-446-0892. Look for author winners in the next newsletter when the battle continues. Book recommendations. Books that our staff have read and loved. We think you might like them too. The Knockoff by Lucy Sykes and Joe Piazza, DB81744. This is a fun read, perfect for summer. If you enjoyed The Devil Wears Prada, you will definitely enjoy this read. It starts off with 40-something Imogen Tate returning to her job at a high fashion magazine after an absence for health reasons. She realizes that everything at her magazine has changed. Her former assistant is now in charge, and Imogen's entire world is turned upside down with all new technology. This title is a page-turner that will have you laughing out loud and maybe relating to Imogen a bit. I especially enjoyed the parallel that the story has to the classic Betty Davis movie All About Eve. Commercial book, unrated, 2015. Find Her by Lisa Gardner, DB83828. Flora Dane was kidnapped 7 years ago. She was held captive for 1 year. She managed to escape. Flora has spent 7 years becoming an expert in survival skills. No one will ever harm her again. But is she putting herself in harm's way hoping to trap someone? Is she strong enough to fight off another kidnapper? This book will keep you on the edge of your seat and turning the pages until the very end. It's not for the weak-hearted. Violence and Strong Language. Bestseller, 2016. Brooklyn by Colum Toybean. DB69470. Set in the 1950s, this story follows young E-I-L-I-S, pronounced Eilish or Eilish from the Irish language, as she moves to America on her own from her home country of Ireland. We follow Eilish, and she slowly adjusts to American customs that are so foreign to her. Naturally, Eilish experiences loneliness and homesickness. But slowly, Eilish starts to adjust and starts dating a handsome Italian boy. But soon, a tragedy happens back home in Ireland. Eilish is forced to make a difficult decision, one that will change the course of her life. I adored this book. It is not only a great story, but the writing is so beautiful that many passages will make you pause and reflect on your own life. This title was made into a movie. The film did the book justice. It was a visually appealing film that stays close to the book. A reader could easily watch the film and read the book after, for there is so much in the writing that you just can't capture in a film. One of my favorite books of this year, Some Explicit Descriptions of Sex, bestseller, 2009. Helpful Hints and Reminders. 1. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in expediting your calls to the appropriate department. 2. In order to maintain an active status as a BPH patron, one must check out or download one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. 3. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. Please help us conserve funds by not damaging our items with writings. 4. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back should you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use duct tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The free shipping label is marked on the box. 5. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. Talking Book Services, 3881 Eastwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211. The Reading Light is written and edited by staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone 601-432-4116, 1-800-446-0892, toll free. 601-432-4476, fax. Email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog bphopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/cgi-bin/webopac.cgi/ms1a. Facebook https://www.facebook.com/mslibrarycommission/. End of the Reading Light, Mississippi Library Commission Talking Book Services, Summer 2016. Read by Michael J. Gandy in the studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, July 2016. Sound editing by Melvin Smitherman. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.